Rave Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. As always, I'm your host, Johnny Mutta. Coming from not-so-undisclosed California, we're having a bit of a drought. We're that section on the map that used to be really, really green, and now we're, well, quite the opposite. But disregarding all that, as always, I have a special guest who I will announce shortly. And as always, I'd like to thank my sponsor, who is Ingram Micro. They're the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you could check out some of the past guests I've had on the show, like Onkyo and a few others, Sennheiser. If you've been listening to the show, you probably knew that. Yeah, that's the best way to go, is go over to ingrammicro.com, check them out, tell them I said hi. They might give you a discount, or they might make you pay more. It's undetermined at this point. As I mentioned earlier, my guest is Bill Thompson. He's the VP of Video and Services, although I'm told it's a bit more complex than that. Video Services over at Carousel Industries. Bill, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Johnny. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Give me a little bit of a background, and or as much depth background as you'd like, about Carousel Industries.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. It's good to be talking with you and with the audience today. Yeah, Carousel Industries really has a unique positioning within the marketplace as an IT integrator. So we focus in communications technology. So whether it be voice or video or unified collaborations, deployments, or data or security, this is all part of what we view as a comprehensive solution to the IT needs, right? There's so many different domains within IT, it becomes difficult to have single vendors that are able to provide you with the support across all these different silos. So Carousel really strives to be a value-added services provider that is centered around the customer experience and really has deep expertise, wider and deeper than most organizations within the marketplace today.
And again, can you expand a little bit more on the little limited information I gave about your role as VP of Video Services over at Carousel? Because I know it's much more than that.
Well, thanks. You're too kind, Johnny. So my role at Carousel is the VP of Video Services. So in essence, I'm in charge of our product strategy for video, our business planning, and the overall financial P&L management for the video line of business. Video within Carousel, it really started about 5 years ago, and it's grown extremely fast because of all the other verticals that we are in. And so we've grown very quickly this year. We're expecting to be in just a little bit over $40 million in annual revenues. Carousel as a whole, just to put that into some context, is just a little bit under a $400 million annual company. So video and video communications represents just about 10%, a little over 10% of our total annual revenues.
Oh, that's all. No big deal, right?
No big deal.
It's just a thing we do on a Monday, basically. It happens to be Monday here, so that's your one day's earnings. That's not bad. That's pretty. It's pretty impressive. I don't ever make that in my entire lifetime. So good for you guys. That's awesome. Let's talk about. I think the big topic here is that Carousel Industries. You guys just launched a new video collaboration cloud-based platform. Is that correct, or am I wrong in that wording?
No, you're absolutely right, Johnny. So we've launched what we call Simplicity Private Cloud and Simplicity Public Cloud. So okay. It is a Simplicity Video umbrella offering, and it really is leading the way in video collaboration solutions that are unique in the marketplace. And I'm excited to talk to you in the audience about it today.
Okay, let's start with I've already lost the name. Simplicity Video Public. Yeah,
just call it Simplicity Video for our meeting today, Johnny. We'll keep it real simple.
Okay, sounds great. Let's start with that. What is Simplicity Video, and what is that? You said that it's leading the way because nobody's doing what you're doing right now with Simplicity Video, correct?
That is correct, and it's really important that we put some context in it, right? Because it's a lot of organizations that are doing video.
And sure.
So what we looked at within the marketplace is that we see that the market's in a tremendous transition right now. And more than simply creating a video offer, what we're working to do is change the way organizations work by enabling technology to become more transparent and as a result becomes part of the organization's DNA and how they communicate. We've seen video over the you know many years as being it's overly complex, and it's overly complex in from design to deployment to how do users what is that user experience all the way down to how do you consume it, what do you buy, how do you maintain it, and how many different service providers do you need to bring all this together. So we've really tried from Simplicity Video to live up to our namesake to create a solution that pulls everything together in a very simple, easy to use, enterprise grade communication solution.
Okay. And what, I guess, how is it that you guys are different or than everywhere else? Like you said, you know, there are so many people doing video and like, and some people are, you know, just kind of like you and I right now are connecting on, you know, Skype, right? So they're doing that, Microsoft, you know, other people, and I've used other video collaboration tools for marketing, for meetings, but not necessarily on an enterprise grade level. And by no means would I necessarily, you know, Microsoft, you're welcome to be on my show, but I wouldn't necessarily use, you know, Skype as a reliable source as, because I've had lots of issues. Again, you guys are welcome to be on my show, but, I just don't see that being deployed successfully across, you know, major boardrooms and things like that or an enterprise level. How is it that, you know, Simplicity Video is enterprise grade? And for, I guess, first of all, how is that, consider that?
Well, so when you go to the deployment architecture is really what makes a solution enterprise grade. It's about, you know, in today's marketplace, it's about having a architectural design that accommodates redundancy in terms of hardware, network computing assets such as switching, routing, and having the ability, you know, having a solution that is fault tolerant within the marketplace as much as you can make it in a cost effective manner. And the key thing in terms of what makes our solution unique, because there's a lot of offers out there that are enterprise grade. What we've done is by taking a lot of different components of technology and implementation of technology more specifically that is unique, and that we have our solution is deeply customized to customers' environments, tightly integrated into aspects of their environment such as Federation with Link, Skype for Business, LDAP, Active Directory. We have the flexibility of having hosted or on-prem in terms of a deployment model that can create cost savings and security benefits for our customers, all within a cloud consumption OPEX model that is a pay-as-you-grow. So none of the individual components of our offer, I would say, are unique at all. What is unique is the fact that you can get all of these together in one turnkey solution that's fully managed, hands-off. You consume the service, and you're able to build it, start small, pay-as-you-grow, and really improve your organization's collaboration and communication. I mean, we view that by creating a user experience that is intuitive and having a deployment model that is flexible that allows companies to start where it makes sense for them and then grow in a manner that is cost effective. We find that it's really allowing video to become much more transparent because it's usually the technology, right? It's kind of the irony, right? The technology gets in the way of people's ability to communicate so True. Often in video. And we're trying to get that out of the way. And we're trying to make it very intuitive and very easy for companies to purchase through Carousel and to have the in-life support.
So you might understand that they're using Carousel as the service provider and using Simplicity Video, it's a purely software-driven video interface that is eliminating the technology that we all rely on so much every day that has become, you know, ideally, technology has been the interface for us to grow as a world, a unity to expand our businesses and things like that in communication. Like I said, right now, you and I are communicating and we're not even in the same room. You're in a whole different state. Now, that being said, on enterprise level, for multiple people from all over on an enterprise level, it's pure software, right?
Software. It is a virtualized environment, and from a customer perspective, again, it's all about the OPEX consumption model, right? So from their aspect, they're not, you know, they're not buying servers, they're not buying software, they're not buying licenses. They're consuming a service, and that service is, you know, paid in a monthly OpEx model that allows them the flexibility to start where they need to and grow from there, right? And really, from a solution perspective, what we're, you know, think customer branded websites for browser communication via WebRTC. Think a WebRTC solution that lives on your own corporate subdomain, so video.abccompany.com for all of your video calls. So you're not going to some third party out across the public internet necessarily. You're going to your own enterprise communications solution. You know, think customized meeting IDs that are based off of well-known details such as your internal four-digit phone extension or email account names instead of lengthy, hard-to-remember conference IDs. Think about Video Connect applications that are branded to your organization that allows your users to, you know, launch an application and quickly join your meeting without doing any configuration for both PC and for Mac. And Outlook plugins that are branded to our customers' environments that allow them to send out meeting invites, right? So if you combine this all with Link Federation, allowing seamless communication between legacy solutions, web participants, 323 and SIP participants, and Link with directory lookup via Active Directory and LDAP, it really is unique in terms of its ability to drive that ease of use to the user experience that allows you to really grow collaborations within your environment.
Let's talk a little bit about the communication via the Simplicity software. You and I are communicating not on that software currently, but should we, you know, be? Let's say I'm doing AV Insider right now, and I invite you as a guest, and I invite Jeff from Hummingbird Media, and you know he couldn't make it on previously. And is there a way for me to call out and invite him live from the show, like just, you know, without sending a previous invite that we had all, you know, like in an email to join this meeting?
Sure, of course. Yeah, there's the, you know, when. What we're the solution is reservations, right? So you're not booking ports, you're not booking anything for any time. When you send out any sort of an invite to your participants, that's just a matter of calendar coordination, right? So the your meeting room is available anytime, all the time. You know, it's unlimited use. So anytime you want to bring someone into the meeting, they'd be able to join via a Link connection, a SIP connection, a H323 connection. WebRTC connection, you know, there's any technology essentially that is a standards-based technology is able to connect in a way that's very simple. What a lot of our customers are finding that works really well for their organizations at an enterprise level is they have legacy deployments of hardware-based codecs, Polycom and Cisco-based codecs, and then they have this UC strategy that Link has really set itself up as the leader, you know, Skype for Business, in terms of the UC, the battle for the desktop. So they have these two different domains that communicate somewhat if you have the right kinds of hardware, but it doesn't communicate in a way that's intuitive for users. And so within our customers, what we're doing is we're designing solutions that allows you to maintain that native Link experience within your organization. So let's pretend your same example, Johnny, is you and I, let's say we both are on Link and our organizations are federated, so we're talking on Link without any issues. And we want to bring in Joe or Jeff or anyone else that's in a legacy H323 room. So when you and I are on a three-way Link call, we're on the AVMCU. That's the multi-point bridge that's doing all of the multi-point conferencing for our session. We would be able to, the same way we got to that three-point call by dragging and dropping participants in the auto-escalation of the AVMCU, because Carousel is the service provider, we would be able to look up in the directory. Let's call it the red conference room. You'd be able to look up the red conference room within your Link directory because we're integrating with LDAP and AD. We're helping with the directory. And then they're able to drag and drop the red conference room into the meeting. Well, that conference room is a hardware-based codec. From a user perspective, they don't know, nor should they care, that that is a 323 or SIP codec, and there's a lot of technology in the background to make that work. All they're doing is following that same native process of dragging and dropping into the meeting, and it places that gateway call to that end device, and it joins the meeting. So it's really, that's the crux of the value of our solution, right? Is that ability to create usable, seamless experiences for your end users.
What about screen captures of like, you know, hey, I'm doing a presentation and all of a sudden, you know, so like you said, Jeff or Joe joins the call and they bring a great point and like, oh, that's great. I just blah, 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 saw all this today and I have some input. Check this out on my screen. Can they share that with you? Can I share stuff with them? Things like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the complexities within video that causes so many customers frustration is one where you have one piece of component that can't talk to the other with content. You've got video, you've got audio, but you don't have content. Or it's one directional, which is that's caused a lot of frustrations within the customer base out there. With Simplicity Video, there is seamless native capability to and I don't want to do death by acronyms, right? But in the video world, we've got H.239. We've got BFCP and we've got RTP for link communication. So we've got SIP covered, 323 covered, and link covered with seamless communication, which of course includes WebRTC as well. So absolutely any user from any device can share content and have the ability to receive content from others as well. So that's a key part of the experience. I'm glad you brought that up because so often when customers think about deploying video, they're just so focused on video. They don't actually think about the fact that they're going to need to use content, and then they become very frustrated because they didn't have the right license key or the right server to do all the content negotiations. With Simplicity Video, none of that's necessary. It's out of the box. It's a capability of our service.
Are there any other forms of communications within Simplicity Video? Like, for example, something as simple as a chat. I want to chat with one of the other participants while I'm giving a presentation. Oh, hey, Joe, by the way, you know, after I say such and such, I want you to chime in with your input on the same product or, you know, give your opinion on what I just said.
So as soon as we roll out our next release, which is scheduled for the beginning part of next week, the answer to that question is going to be yes. And it's a really interesting question, actually, because when you think chat, you got to define across what to what. Because if you're just thinking WebRTC in the browser, it's very easy to say, okay, browser to browser chat makes a lot of sense. But in terms of a integrated solution to where you're able to talk with 323 and SIP and link, there's a lot more considerations to be thought through there, right? So what we've been able to do within the newest version that we're going to be rolling out is it will support WebRTC, so browser-based chat, and it'll support that chat across the link as well. Within 323 and SIP, where you're talking hardware-based codecs, those participants will not be able to see the chat, however.
Hmm. And that also will not be in the new update. Is that what you're saying? Correct?
Correct. That's not going to be part of the new update. Chat is essentially, it's a desktop technology to begin with, right? You don't have users in conference rooms with remote controls that are looking to try to figure out how to chat with other people. So
right.
Chat is on the desktop side. So whether that's Link or WebRTC, then there's no issues with chat bidirectionally back and forth.
Gotcha. Before we proceed any further, as always, I'd like to thank my guest. You're my guest. Sorry. I'll thank you at the end. I'd like to thank my sponsor. Don't get mad because I called you my guest, but you're welcome to be my guest, Ingram Micro. They're the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Have it over to ingrammicro.com. Say it with me one more time, everyone. ingrammicro.com. And you can check out all the products they have offered to you. And if you've been listening to the show, you know all the ones that I've already said, but I'll say them again, like Onkyo and Sennheiser, my friends who have been on the show in the past, and you're also welcome to come back. Bill, I asked you already that I could take screenshots, like right now if I wanted to present this later, like, oh, this will be great, because, for example, I use headshots for the show, mm-hmm. right? And if, let's say you don't have one, and you and I are communicating through the software, and I said, oh, crap, you know, I forgot to get a headshot. At any given time, would I be able to take a screenshot and use that as save a file, you know, an image, a JPEG, whatever, and then post that to my show later? Because They usually use headshots for the companies. So like during the presentation that you and I would be having, is that a possibility or is that limited to the way that, you know, if we're doing link or however we have connected?
So within our private cloud, absolutely that would be a capability based not on screenshot per se, but based on the fact that all the meetings are able to be seamlessly recorded.
Okay.
So you'd be able to go back and revisit this entire discussion if you wanted simply by having the meeting itself recorded, and that would allow you to get whatever content that you liked. So yeah, absolutely, within our private cloud, that's a part of what we engineer if the customer requests it, that is.
Okay, and then at the same note, is it also possible to choose which method you'd like to record the video, whether that's pure video or just separate the audio? Can you do that after the fact, or is that something before hosting a meeting to even have those capabilities?
So the answer is it depends on how it's architected, because the recording component is a additional third-party integration, right? So we work with multiple partners within the recording space that would, based on the customer's requirements, that would dictate what type of a solution that we deploy and how it's integrated. So yes is the answer, because most of the manufacturers out there have solutions that allow you to pick between a varying degree of recording formats. It just depends on what the end solution and how it was designed and how it was deployed.
Got you. Now, the video, Simplicity Video, was this just released at Enterprise Connect? Did I miss that? Is that what happened? Or is it just in the last week or so?
It was actually released here back at the end of January for production. And so we're here at the end of our third month. And what we, you know, when we developed it, you know, we really developed it to solve this gap in the industry around these technologies, right? Because, and I think probably a good point to clarify here is, you know, why is there a gap and why in the world is Carousel different? And from my view is, as you look at the service provider landscape and you look at the AV integrators that are out there and the conference companies that are out there, there's a lot of them, and they typically lack the multidiscipline expertise necessary to meet the needs of this new collaboration environment. And what I mean when I say that is to deploy this and to have this integration, customization, etc., it really required deep competency in a lot of different, what are considered different IT domains, such as virtualization, so VMware, Hyper-V, hyper-threading, integrations with Link, you know, so Federation Services, LDAP and AD, networking, but not just for QoS and firewall traversal, but also for seamless global routing via SRV record manipulation and creation of subdomains. And also, of course, the you know, video technology and the applications themselves, right? So organizations that have the ability to understand gatekeepers and gateways and firewall traversal and ports and protocols. So being able to bring all that into one solution and then also solve our customers' AV conference room needs, right? So we have the ability, and we, a vast majority, of course, because we just released this back in the end of January, a vast majority of our revenue from our video offer is from AV integration and from our managed services and our maintenance across video infrastructure. So we have a very wide capability within video, but then you take that out one more level and say, well, we also have the ability to support our customers' voice and their UC environments as well as security and carrier services. And we have a lot of capabilities that brings it all under one roof.
So for everyone just listening and didn't catch all of that, Carousel Industries is better than you. Use their product. That's basically what I got. maybe that's not what you said, but that's basically what I got of it. We're better than you are. Buy our products. I'm giving you a hard time.
Yeah, our marketing people are going to throw rocks at me tomorrow, Johnny. I appreciate that.
You know, I'm gonna email my buddy Jeff over at Hummingbird Media, and I'll say, you know what, I'm just gonna tweet out to everybody that they're better than everybody. Officially on the show, he didn't say that, I said that. So don't get mad at them, get mad at me if you like. Or check out the products, which can be found at carouselindustries.com.
Yeah, I mean, the key is having these capabilities there to deploy all these solutions. It's really, really expensive, right?
And sure. So
for organizations to try to hire all these subject matter experts within all these different IT expertise areas, right? It's a lot cheaper, it's a lot more efficient, and it's a lot more effective for them to allow a company like Carousel to be able to come in, understand their systems, understand their use cases, go through some envisioning processes and discovery to understand what are their needs, and then to deploy customized solutions within their environment, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not about voice or video. It's about enabling enterprise communication strategies for our customers. And that's, and I shouldn't even say enterprise, but you know, for small, medium business and mid-market as well, right? So to the degree we can help propel our customers forward and help them to be more successful, and communication is at the core of that. And that's really why we are so excited about our Simplicity Video, because we think it allows people to consume video more than ever before, because it's such a complicated user experience so often, you know, in integrated AV conference rooms, from the control panels into the remote controls and all the other complexities as far as network and transport. It's not an easy technology that we're in. And so we have kind of an incumbent responsibility, right, to help make it better as it moves forward. And as all these communications and different technologies have come across, despite their intention to unify, you know, use the air quotes, to unify communications, all they've really done is created these additional homogeneous solutions that need to be integrated. And so it really paints the picture that the solutions that the market needs isn't a conferencing company, and it's not an AV integrator. It's an IT integrator, right? Someone that can bring all your systems together in a way that's meaningful, that allows your company to work better.
I fully agree with you on the standpoint of that the IT portion of the entire thing lives on a network, and without a solid network, the whole thing doesn't do anything, right? None of the systems talk to each other. If you have a horrible network, you're going to have a horrible end user experience. So it doesn't matter how great of, you know, hardware you have sitting on a rack. If they can't talk to each other, it's not going to work. So you got to start with a solid network, and that comes from the IT integration. So yes, I fully agree with you there. In terms of, okay, that's it. End of the show. We're over. I had a really good question, and then I lost it in the middle. You hit a chord when you said, you know, like IT integration. I mean, I really agree with that. Having a horrible network is just not going to do anyone any favors.
You know, it's funny when you look at video, and I've been in video for about 7 years now. I've been in IT for 18 years now, and it's one of those interesting things, right? So people, they all, you know, it's not irregular that I have conversations, you know, whether it be at a customer site or over a beer, to be honest with you, and they'll say, listen, why is video so darn complicated? Why is it so difficult to deploy? And the reality is, video isn't the problem. It's the fact that video as a technology, it's really become a consumer of all of the IT resources, almost as much as it is its own technology. So it, without having an exceptionally solid IT infrastructure, from network, you know, from routing to switching, but building on top of that, you know, applications, etc. I mean, you have video when it's deployed is a exceptionally high bandwidth solution that has very low tolerance for anything other than an optimal network, executive visibility, and it's not accommodating to latency, jitter, and integrates with lots of systems, right? So you have a very visible product, executive reliance on it, because it's not a nice to have anymore. It's an absolute must have, especially as you look at multinationals. And it's extremely high visible when things go wrong, right? So
oh, yes.
It consumes so much IT resource now, and it is so intolerant. That's why it's a challenge, right? But that's why service providers have had value for years, but particularly service providers like Carousel, where we have these very specific capabilities that are well beyond And I shouldn't say simply, because I'll offend someone out there, because AV is not simple thing. But beyond simply an AV room, we're able to ensure that entire environment, that entire ecosphere is functioning properly.
You can say simply. I'll just say that I said it. I'll be like, we're a simple integrator. We're better than you. We can do it better. You get a lot of those people like, oh, it's easy for us. You know, those guys don't know what they're doing. You get a lot of mudslinging and get used to it. You can't worry about offending everybody. You're always going to offend somebody. And I, again, the network is the backbone of the entire infrastructure. Without it, things just fall apart. They just don't work. They're standalone systems that don't communicate to each other. And like you said, it's not a nice to have. It can't be anymore. It's a must have. Otherwise, nothing is going to be communicating. Nothing's going to be working. There's nothing to have, basically, at that point.
Yeah, I agree. The internet and networks are not a fad. They're here to stay, and they need to be reliable, right?
Correct. Now, in terms of the pay as you grow model,
yeah,
does Carousel have some sort of like, and I don't want to say pitch, but for like comparison reasons, you know, like for the small to medium businesses to like full scale corporations, is there a way that's you know, anyone listening right now is curious? Okay, like, you know, obviously, you know, you would just call Carousel Industries if you're interested in learning more, but like somewhere they can go online to your website and say, okay, you know, simple deployment of, you know, this is where you could start as a small, medium business, and this is what you get. You know, this would cost you X amount in hardware, and only if it was deployed properly. And then you could solve latency and jitter and all that stuff, and it may not be the best experience. Is there some sort of comparison that you can look at and get that information? Like, well, you know, with Carousel, I'm getting all that and not having to use all this other stuff, and it's just one integrated solution right from start.
Yes, exactly. And so, Johnny, if the listeners go to carouselindustries.com, they will be able to get a bunch of information that is answers those questions and more, right? So there's white papers, there are comparisons, there's pricing available. When we talk about private cloud, there's a lot of customization that goes into that. So for pricing on a private cloud deployment, they would need to request information. They would talk to one of our solution architects, and we'd be able to put together a quote based on their specific needs. But just basic pricing and feature benefits, comparisons, that's all available on carouselindustries.com.
Okay. So the best thing is just to go to the website and start there and get us, you know, get a lot of those questions answered there.
Sure. And of course, you know, one of the things I want to throw out there too, Johnny, is if folks are interested in having continued dialogue with me, I'm happy to share my, you know, my work email address here towards the end of our discussion today as well. If folks want to drop me a note, hopefully they can tell I like talking about this stuff. I'm happy to have a conversation and make sure they understand how Carousel can add value to their organization.
Sure. Get about your personal cell phone number and address just in case any one little minute thing happens and goes wrong. They're going to call you direct, because I give my email out and I get a lot of spam for that stuff. I'm like, you said this. I'm like, I might have said that. I don't know. people love to complain. It's rare that you get praise on stuff.
Yeah, I've been in service for, I guess, about as long as I've been in IT, right? So I understand exactly what you're talking about, Johnny. And it's one of those, the world thrives on, you know, delighting customers. And at the same time, there's always customers that are challenging. And I always appreciate how challenging customers help make us grow, but it also makes you take some aspirin too occasionally.
I carry a bottle of aspirin with me every day. And no joke, I seriously have one, and it's probably good for my head. But I mean, I like helping people as much as you can, but I think the best thing to do after any one of these shows is try and get as much information prior to maybe making the call with Carol. So I listened to the show, I learned a lot from Bill, I'd like to take the next step, and I'm interested in simple. Remind me the name one more time. I'm sorry.
Simplicity Video.
Simplicity Video. So simple that I keep forgetting its name. PR team, you can yell at me.
Maybe I have to go back to the drawing board and make it shorter, I guess.
No, that's pretty good. I just had a long day. I didn't think I took enough aspirin.
You don't have a lot of water out there, so you know it's.
I'm drinking out of a water bottle right now, and I've been saving this for like 3 months. So I just.
That's funny. I don't want to brag, but we just got through having 2 days of rain out here in Denver.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you guys, what we need to do, and this is purely off the show, but I'll record it. We need a pipeline from Denver, and it would just pipe that stuff right into California, and then, like, you know, maybe we can surf our way up to Denver and then go skiing and stuff like that, because you guys have some nice mountain areas up there. We do, too, but, I mean, you guys have a nice little place. Where are you in Denver, by the way?
I'm in North Denver, about 15 miles.
All right. Not a bad little place. Last time I was Denver, good while ago, but CDA was there. Not this last one that they had. It was long, long ago. Many moons ago. I was much younger then. probably not as smart as I am now, or maybe smarter. I don't know. Depends on how much aspirin I've taken since then.
Depends on how much aspirin you take, exactly.
Yeah, and the people I've dealt with. Most of you people are awesome. Some of you guys, I think, like just to mess with me. So good points for you, some better points for others. Is there anything that we've left out about Simplicity Media? there we go again. Simplicity Video. Is there anything we've left out that is a good talking point that I have not said or you haven't mentioned yet?
You know, I think, you know, for any organization that has an existing CapEx environment that's looking for a OpEx transition, which we talked to a bunch of those customers, that's a huge thing, right? It was everyone wanted to go virtualized, and now it's they want to go virtualized and they want to consume it as a service. They don't even want to deal with CapEx models anymore. They want flexible, they want pay-as-you-grow, they want OpEx. So those companies that if they're looking to deploy a video strategy, or those that are looking to migrate from an existing CapEx video environment to a much more flexible, more capable, more embedded environment, we'd love to talk to them. I mean, the bottom line is, like we've talked about, I mean, there's a lot of companies that cover a portion of the market need, but there's really none that are providing a true turnkey solution that has full customization integration on a monthly fixed cost OpEx model. I mean, it just, you know, taking a company that does that and then including the fact that we support deployment of traditional AV rooms, link environments, and we have the comprehensive set of maintenance and managed services, we really see this as being the key battlefront where Carousel is going to win tremendous business, because we're adding massive value in the collaboration space as a market leader, being the single source to enable that true enterprise communication strategy. So, I mean, I think we've really covered it, Johnny. We have a great offer. We'd love to talk to folks about how it can help their organizations be more effective. And in many cases, if you have an existing CapEx model, probably going to be a lot cheaper than what you're used to spending as well. So we'd love to talk to folks on how we can help enable them and propel their businesses forward.
Okay. Well, that being said, everyone, this has been AV Insider. If you would like to learn more about Carousel Industries or their simple video service, Simplicity Video, I got it right that time. Thank you very much. You can go to carouselindustries.com as a given to learn a lot of information. If you're really big into white papers, I know like all of you are, go over to the website, check them out. Again, it's carouselindustries.com. If you are a social person like myself, you can head over to their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/carouselindustries or /carouselindustries. If Twitter still exists tomorrow, it's @CIConnect on Twitter. If you like Google Plus and you're a Google Fandroid like myself, plus.google.com/plus/carouselindustries/post. Very long, but that's what it is, because generally that's what you get on Google Plus. If you're more of a business professional, head over to LinkedIn. Go to linkedin.com/company/carousel-industries. And if you want to do a little meta information video on video collaboration, go to youtube.com/user/carouselindustries, and you can learn a bit more information about everything we've touched on here today. But Bill, if they want to reach with you direct, because everything you said was accurate to the T, maybe except for one thing, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Sure. So my email address is W as in William, so W Thompson, Thompson, @carouselindustries.com. And I'd love to hear from folks if they have questions, comments, if I've if I've explained everything so articulately that they fully understood it and they want to talk, happy to talk to them. And if they have no idea what I said, but they think they might have some value in video, I'd love to talk to them too.
Send all those requests to Bill, because if you send them to me, I'm going to be like, dude, just call Bill. If you guys want to reach out to me on Twitter, it's at JMOTA3. Facebook.com, it's probably Johnny Mota, but that's just my screen name. So good luck finding my real name. And Google Plus, Johnny Mota, and everywhere else, pretty much the same. If you want to email me directly, no spam, I request. No spam. It's Johnny, JOHNNYMOTA, the number 3, at gmail.com. Like I mentioned, I like Google, so I have Google things. That's been AV Insider, everyone. Thank you for your time, and we will talk to you in the future. And if we aren't already talking from the future, maybe we'll be from some video collaboration tools like Simplicity Video.